This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jones Show on this Thursday, January the 12th, 2007. The Senate has begun the dismantling of Obamacare, the dismantling of Barack Obama's legacy. And, of course, Barack Obama has spent the last 8 years dismantling America, so it's great to see this coming. And we're going to be talking about that. We're going to talk about the war that is developed between Donald Trump and the press. But there's more than that. It's what's behind it. And you can see this in the other stories that have surfaced today. A couple of stories that are up on the Drudge Report. One about babies being made without mothers. That's going to come sooner than you think, they say. They say, we just talked about the possibility of this technically a year or so ago. Now it's looking like this is going to come very, very quickly. Same thing we've been hearing from these genetic engineers with CRISPR, the gene editing software. They met like first time 40 years ago and they said, well, you know, let's talk about this in general, but it's going to be certainly not in our lifetime. Now the same scientists are meeting there and saying, this has gone way too fast. How do we get ahead of this in terms of the moral and ethical issues? And of course, there's moral and ethical issues with artificial intelligence as well. The top of Drudge Report is talking about robots and their legal protection, treating them as humans. So what we've got here is a situation of, we've seen a lot of 1984, but we've also seen a lot of Brave New World. And I think for the most part, people who fight the system, who notice what's going on, they're going to get 1984. They're going to get the boot stomping on their face. For the rest of the crowd, who is just easily distracted with entertainment, with hedonism, they're going to get Brave New World, and now we throw iRobot into the mix, Isaac Asimov. I mean, they're even quoting the robotics laws from Isaac Asimov, and you've seen this done many times with Twilight Zone. You, of course, had movies that have been made of this as well. A robot may not harm humanity or by inaction allow humanity to come to harm, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, we're going to call them the positronic brains as well. Alex Jones is going to be joining us in the next segment. He's going to talk about the most important information we've ever had. And, of course, one of the other things that's happened that we're going to be talking about in the show today is the move by the EPA, this agency that is drunk on power and thinks that they control everything. And, of course, this also boils into the entire globalist agenda, Agenda 21. They're now coming after Chrysler, after perhaps bankrupting VW, but they're coming after diesel fuel because that's what they want to shut down. And this goes all the way back to one of the first reports I had when I came here at InfoWars. Their phony testing, their rigged emissions testing, where they were testing on human beings, hooking them up to diesel tailpipes, searching for people who had heart and respiratory issues, and doing that right there where I was living in North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Because there's a big EPA facility there. Then they did it in California. I was with a group that tried to stop human experimentation. They were doing it to further their climate change agenda. So we're going to be talking to Mark Marino of Climate Depot. He's going to also be coming up on the show. And we're going to have comments about this developing war from Lionel as well. It's pretty amazing. I mean, we've got people from the former defense spokesman in Germany saying that Washington seems to be on the brink of civil war. As elites fuel anti-Trump hostility, that's a former German member of parliament, also a spokesman for the defense agency. He said, we had very good relations between European nations and Russia until Washington changed it. The Russian reset, as they called it. But it's actually a reset of the Cold War. And then, of course, you have Glenn Greenwald saying the deep state goes to war with president-elect, using unverified claims as Democrats cheer. And he makes it very clear. Certainly, Glenn Greenwald doesn't like Donald Trump. And he makes it very clear he doesn't like Donald Trump. But he's concerned about something that is even more dangerous, and that is the fact that the CIA would be doing this types of things to a president and that the left would cheer for it out of sheer partisanship. It's just fine to be partisan. It's fine to have an opinion about things. But when you start authorizing censorship, when you start authorizing clandestine operations, now you are burning down the republic. So stay with us. Alex Jones is going to be coming up with the most important information ever. We'll be right back after this break.
Yeah. In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. 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 Enough.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
NSTSLA News 12 Jeff Farrell discovered that clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring through the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
It's It's a joint military training exercise involving local police, also military.
In your apartment!
I am in my apartment, sir.
Go back inside right now!
I am inside. I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face to face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want them, come and take them.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
This is the heart of 1776.
We are now only T-minus 8 days out from the inauguration of the 45th President of the United States. Co-hosting with me is David Knight in the Central Texas News Centers in Austin. I come to you via the phone. I am not at liberty still to talk about major developments that are the biggest, not just my career on air, but quite frankly, this country. This is a lot bigger than InfoWars and myself, but we are obviously intimately involved in it. The country is in an all-out civil war against foreign multinational banks that believe they own it and control it. They're allied with the communist Chinese, the EU bureaucrats that have hijacked Europe, the Saudi Arabian Islamic Caliphate. This is truly World War IV. It's economic, it's cultural, and it can get military any day. We are truly seeing the sad depths to which our nation has sunk. The criminal rogue elements of the CIA, led by Brennan and Clapper and others, who lie to the American people to our faces constantly, and told us that the NSA doesn't spy on Americans, period. That doesn't exist. Remember that? That was what Clapper told everybody. And now they've come out with this fake dossier that when I saw it 2.5-3 days ago, I went, wait a minute, I saw this before. 4chan had this, the big hacker group, over a year ago and was passing it around as a joke. It's misspelled. It's got fake names, wrong names. It's a classic setup, like the one Karl Rove famously reportedly gave to Dan Rather to mess up his whole Texas National Guard story as a poison pill into the rest of the story that was actually true. Now, I'm not a fan of Dan Rather overall, but compared to Rachel Maddow or other CIA operatives like Anderson Cooper, he's an angel. But instead of them backing off when Trump came out and said, you're fake news, and Time Warner stock dipping and people really waking up, and even CNN had to admit that Trump nailed the press conference and, you know, knocked it out of the park, a grand slam. Instead of that, they have tripled down. And Anderson Cooper and everybody else are actually defending PPGate. This is just so incredible. Totally and completely made up. Now, folks are asking, is this from hackers, 4chan? And their spoofing board, their famous trolling board, the king of the trolls? Or is this opposition research? Well, it's both. This is opposition research. Mark Dice correctly called it 2 days ago. This is opposition research where they just cook up a bunch of lies and a bunch of disinformation and start floating it out there. It then got floated on the web back before the Republican primaries over a year ago. We're talking, this happened like 16 months ago. This happened in back in late 2015. This is just incredible. Was the first time this stuff started floating around. So this shows us with 8 days left, the sky is the limit. And let me assure everybody, I said this a month ago, got picked up by a lot of different publications. You can simply Google Alex Jones, CIA, planning to kill Donald Trump. Now, the media kind of took what I said out of context. I said the fact that they're announcing continuity of government, the fact that they're announcing COG, the fact that they're announcing that they believe Russians have basically taken over the government, that's what they're saying. They're claiming Trump's a Russian agent. They're selling that idea to the public ahead of an attempt at a coup d'etat, an assassination, or the type of coup d'etat where they just indict Trump or indict his underlings and use fake evidence. It's a continuum where they're just ramping up the background noise to see what the public will buy, and the public's not buying at the poll show, but they don't care. They're so committed. It's a plan that it appears they're going to go ahead and follow through with, just like they followed through with Hillary, just like they followed through with Jeb Bush on the tickets that blew up in their face. So they are arrogant. They are insane, but they are in control. And they do have a plan, and they are moving forward, ladies and gentlemen. Now, let's remember, John McCain publicly poses with al-Nusra and al-Qaeda and ISIS fighters and is behind, basically, with Hillary, the entire Syria five-year nightmare and 300,000 dead. This is a monstrous creature who hasn't found a war he doesn't like. He's called for net censorship. He called for, quote, blowing up people's computers that criticize the government 8 years ago. You can actually Google that. Or if you, quote, violate copyright, no judge, no jury, quote, send a virus to, quote, blow up your computer. So he is a mad dog, just insanely arrogant, out of control, up on the Intelligence Committee, taking a 4chan dossier that was obviously, they now admit, produced for opposition research by some former MI6 spook. Now, ladies and gentlemen, notice it continues to be MI6 time and time again that continues to pop up and claim the Russians are running everything. Remember the famous polonium poisoning and all the rest of that. It turned out to be a false flag. I think it's one of their double agents they were getting rid of. So this is very, very serious when you see them involved because they see the United States as part of their larger empire. We made deals in the 20s to merge the British Empire. That's what the Council of Foreign Relations is all about. So this is the maximum moment of crisis for this country and the world. Everybody should be praying for Donald Trump. Everybody should be praying for myself. Everybody should be praying for Roger Stone. Everybody should be praying for anybody that's prominent that's supporting Trump. Because let me just give you a newsflash, okay? There is all hell breaking loose behind the scenes. And I, quite frankly, do not like having to sit here and knowing all this and unable to tell you. And I'm not trying to pique your interest. Everybody knows if I have a top story and I say it's coming up the next hour, I'll go ahead and just tell you right up front because I don't like holding on to stuff. I don't build things up like other talk show hosts. I just give you everything I got right up front because there's always so much more coming anyways. And I just cannot tell you. But look at all the hell that's breaking loose, ladies and gentlemen. Fake dossiers, the media not caring they've been caught, this look of total insanity in the CNN reporter's eyes. This is a look of total commitment. And 2 weeks ago, I ominously told everybody that I was watching the body language of different spooks on CNN, and they said, it is now Trump's fault from the Situation Room when he had a fill-in guest. What is coming now with a huge war will be his fault and his supporters' fault. We have tried, but we have failed. I mean, it was like in, you know, Superman 2, when they're sitting there committing the General Zod to the Phantom Zone, and they're like, guilty, guilty, what is the verdict? Guilty, the final verdict, guilty. I mean, you can see the criminal commitment in these people's eyes, in their actions. They think we're the bad guys, and they are going to pull something big in the next 8 days. You see it exponentially getting worse every single day in magnitude. And if you plot the next level, it's going to be fake witnesses, women giving press conferences that Donald Trump raped them or that, you know, that women delivered children to him to rape. I mean, it's going to be the most horrible, insane crap where the public is just in hysteria, not knowing what to believe. And then, boom, a truck bomb goes off or boom, some crazy assassin storms the building. Of course, Trump's got to have his own private security. It isn't that most of the Secret Service aren't great, wonderful, hardworking veterans and patriots and good people, but of course it's a federal government body under the control of Obama for 8 years and the globalists before that. It's totally infiltrated with killers, with operatives, with double and triple agents. Secret Service info. I always think it's Dan Bongino, who's a guest on the show. I have it from people inside the military and let's just say multiple sources in Special Forces Command and all the rest of it, of where Trump got his security. And I'm not giving up any security information that the globalists don't already know, okay? But he's got Department of Defense people, now that he's president-elect. He's got top former Department of Defense people before that that do some of the most important security work and high-value target defense out there, okay? But just understand this. This country is under siege. Everybody's got to be praying hourly that the truth come out. And I'm telling all the patriots in government, all the patriots and corporations, everybody, you must leak everything you've got on the enemy now. This is the time. Drop everything you've got on them. If you're inside a corporation, if you're inside one of their operations, and you've got intel that brings down any globalist, hit them hard. Any one of these operatives we politically take out right now is a major victory. They know that against us, okay? Understand that. They are going after basically all the high-value targets that support Trump. And I'm just going to leave it there for my own safety and issues, okay? So listen to me very, very carefully, ladies and gentlemen. This is the fight right now for this whole country's soul, this country's future, but not just this country, the world. And I want to give the globalists a very important message. I'm going to skip this network break so we have more time. I want to give a message to the New World Order. You have failed. You can look at the tea leaves. I know you're so evil and so turned over to wickedness that it's not like I'm here trying to demoralize you. I want you to know that we know and that we're declaring it here publicly. You have failed no matter what you do. Any angle you go down, any road you go down only buys you a little more time, but makes your fall that much harder when you finally get there. Globalism is exposed as a corporate fraud, as a new imperium, as a new royalty, tax exempt above the law. Globalism has been exposed as a anti-human eugenics-based system. Your whole New World Order program is dead on arrival. All of you are being identified worldwide by patriots in government and corporations and private life everywhere. And the fact that you have tried to force your world government here at the end when the planet was rejecting it, the fact that you've tried to force the destruction of nation states and this global corporate override is only going to accelerate the fall of your system. So know this. You may be able to stalk people and kill people and poison people and do all the evil stuff you've been doing forever to third world countries that you're now doing here, but you're a bunch of bullies. And the reason I had them air that intro from earlier, that's about 4 years old, 3 years old, is where I say, we're not turning our guns in and we're not backing down. So if you want them, come and take them. And those are real declarations. I'll be quite honest. The fact that this has gone into the physical realm and the fact that this has escalated up into these higher areas makes me very, very excited at a fundamental level of victory, because we have pushed the enemy into nakedly making up the most ridiculous, unsubstantiated garbage publicly. We have pushed them into persecuting the press and intimidating people and really showing everybody exactly who they really are. And the fact that this has happened and the fact that they have taken the gloves off metaphysically and historically shows us they're losing and they know they're going down the tubes. And that's why everything they do is blowing up in their face. So instead, again, they're only intensifying when they get caught with a year and a half old, almost year and a half old, piece of total made up garbage that a 12-year-old probably wrote. And the fact that they're all passing that around as their great evidence of how Russia has infiltrated our country, when it's globalism that's infiltrated our country, when they're the traitors, and it's Hillary meeting secretly with Putin, and it's Henry Kissinger that's Putin's top advisor, on and on and on. The fact that everything they say about us is what they're doing. And this is now all blowing up in their face. And so this battle is the animating contest of liberty. This fight is what grows our muscles, grows our movement for national sovereignty and anti-New World Order, anti-globalism. From 15 years ago, maybe 1 in 50 people knew the Federal Reserve was private. Maybe 1 in 50 people knew about the New World Order. Now almost everybody does. And the growth curve is so fast now that even the most zombie-type people are now starting to wake up. But notice MSM has its old instincts where they would operate with no opposition, where they could put out any lies they ever wanted to. Well, now they don't just not have air superiority. They are being dominated by us and others. So good luck hacking Drudge. Good luck trying to shut him down for 2 weeks straight and us for a month straight. Good luck. All you do is send us more traffic as everybody realizes how real this is. All you've done is come out from the shadows. We forced you out of the shadows. We forced you to name us. We forced you to admit you're afraid of us. But what you're afraid of is the truth, you see. I don't want to just sit here like a peacock in some mansion and be powerful and have minions under me. I want to restore the republic. I want to empower humanity. I want to treat babies' bodies with respect and not sell their body parts. I want to bring back pro-human ideas. I want to empower culture and the world. That's what I believe in, because I know this body doesn't go that long, but my genetics go on forever as long as the species isn't destroyed. And I want to add another big pointer today. There's an RT article up on Infowars.com. Where governments and parliaments are calling. I told you this has been coming for over 15 years. They're calling for a Bill of Rights for artificial intelligence and robots. That's because this isn't real life, folks, but the elites will control it and backdoor it and will now be able to outvote us, claiming all this tech and all this surveillance and all this AI that's swallowing up our species now is its own life form, represented by the bureaucrats and the guilds and the lobbies that will represent it. And I always told you, that's the telltale sign before they roll out the AI they've created, which whether you say it's conscious or not, it clearly doesn't have a spirit. The real AI they have is Google, where billions of us every day interface with it into a giant hive mind. That's the only thing that's real in AI, and Google admits that. This is not science fiction you're hearing. This is in their quarterly reports. It's been declassified by Google for 4 years. We knew about it when Google was founded 17 years ago from our sources inside AT&T and Time Warner, who were working with them on creating the new superbrain. They believe they've created it. Amazon, all of them are in a race to create it, and it's meant to make us obsolete. So listen, we're aware of their whole plan. Beating Hillary Clinton and beating George Soros is only one level of this. The real battle is going to be AI. It's going to be the genetic engineering. It's going to be false realities, false AI, false virtual reality that is so enticing and so alluring, where you're a king on your own planet and have the most beautiful women, la, 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 versus the real reality where we live here in the third dimension. The real challenge coming is going to be for the very soul and genetics of humanity itself. So Hillary Clinton and George Soros and this crop of old 90-year-old globalists, they've already been defeated. But in this test, many of us as individuals aren't going to make it. So let's just understand that they believe they can physically and culturally destroy individuals and scare the rest of you into believing that we've been defeated when we've been empowered. It is a great honor to be attacked by these people. It is a great honor to be destroyed by them, even though I don't want that physically, and my flesh certainly doesn't want it, and I'm a selfish person at my lower levels of my awareness and my consciousness. But at my heart, at my core, in my spirit, fearless, loving every minute of it, have never been more alive, have never had greater discernment. But just understand this, just as my awakening is accelerating, so is your awakening. And the enemy is awakening to what they've actually built and how deceived they were. And so a lot of what you're seeing is the panic of the minions of this devilish system that now realize they weren't going to be the captains of the world government. They were just the fools that were psychotic enough to put their fellow humans in a cage and begin the enslavement of humanity because they were promised greater power by their masters. Now, David Knight's with us. I want to bring him in, obviously, here as I host into the hour and then turn things over to him. I'm going to probably be on tomorrow via video, and we're going to be having some big announcements, if not today, over the weekend. Quite frankly, I'm not sure. I am waiting on a whole bunch of fronts to be able to bring this information out to you. But this is a critical time for all of humanity. I'm Amos Jones. This is the InfoWars. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on. For your mind.
Well, we knew we could do it. We knew the American people were good people who loved freedom and who remembered what made the nation great, which was the greatest ideas humanity ever developed. The ideas developed in the Bible and then merged with Anglo-Saxon common law. We are a Judeo-Christian nation. I've heard a lot of white supremacists and people say they hate that term, Judeo-Christian. And I'm sorry, I've researched history, I've researched the Bible. Whether you love Jews or hate Jews, Jews are a mixed group like any other group. We are a Judeo-Christian nation. That's where it comes from. The whole thing, the Abrahamic religions are Judeo, Judah, tribe of Judah. I don't know why I just went off on that jag, but it's just semantically, I'm so tired of being historically informed and watching all the complete abject ignorance out there. But the point is that our Anglo-Saxon common law, which fit quite nicely, was actually very, very similar to Judaic law, and then Roman law has been mixed into it as well. That's more the global mercantile system. These three systems of law were basically codified into our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, our Declaration of Independence in reverse order. And it's a beautiful thing, and it's the newest, best thing. It's the Trump card against tyranny. They always say, oh, that's a 250-something-year-old document from 1776 written written by Thomas Jefferson. I mean, that's old. We need this new globalism. We need some big computer to decide how we live and what we do. CNN and the New York Times said so. Meanwhile, that's the technocracy they want. That's the technocracy Bloomberg admits that he wants to put in place. He's a technocrat. He's the king technocrat to control every facet of our lives. Guess what Bloomberg's done in just a decade? His $10 billion has gone to 50-something billion. Just off technocracy. Just off, quote, information. And he gets information that you allow him to get that he aggregates from the big internet giants, and then he sells it back to them with his algorithms that are basically proprietary from the government. And then he controls our lives. How you like that? How you like high-frequency trading, where they make billions a day ripping you off and scamming the whole stock market, or rigging the currency rates, or rigging the interest rates? Everything our guest would come on. 20 years ago, I'd have lawyers on, and people wouldn't believe them when they were breaking down mirrors. And now most of the mortgages have been sold 3, 4, 5, 10, 15, 20 times. And that was all a scam, and how they were putting debt against your birth certificate, and how they created 100 plus trillion, now it's several thousand trillion, in fake derivatives. All of it was true. All of it was true. And I, 20 years ago, would roll my eyes at it and couldn't believe it, even though lawyers and others were bringing me the documents. And that's what I'm saying is, it's such a tiny elite of globalists at the top. And the news I want to give you is, I cannot stress enough to you the fact that I have studied so much history. And I'm not bragging when I say that. I'm just saying this isn't my opinion. I'm not your average cat. I'm not just here saying this to be dramatic. When I said over a month ago, you can Google it, it got picked up by newspapers. I'm proud of the fact they attacked me. They said, look at Alex Jones. He claims that the CIA has activated COG, saying that Trump's a Russian agent and maybe preparing to overthrow his presidency. They're calling for it in the news now. They built up to this point. They're selling the idea. They're getting Congress lined up. They're getting the media lined up. They're intimidating people in the press, saying you won't have a future anyways if Trump gets in. You've got to stop him. Trump is such an incredible champion. I'll just say this to kiss his rear end. It's amazing how good he is. I was, you know, had a little bit of concern about my support, but my gut told me he was good. We first announced 2 years ago. I've been basically backing him from the very start. But now it's so proven as the hundreds of billions come back in jobs, and as he prepares to control the border, and as he's about to this week have the Senate and then House repeal Obamacare, something they said was impossible, that we'd never reverse. That was them trying to break our will, folks. No, they're the ones that are broken. So let me tell them something. You go ahead and you kill Trump, or you go ahead and kill his supporters. You go ahead and start a false flag. You go ahead and indict him. You go ahead and make something up. You go ahead and have false witnesses come forward. This is for the whole empire, folks, is why they're doing this. I mean, we're in the middle of a war right now. But just like Trump beautifully said yesterday, do you really understand what you did with Obamacare, that if it's $2,000, $3,000 fines in 2016, in 2017 it goes up to $5,000 fines on employers alone, multi-$1,000 fines on individuals. The premiums are ballooning. It's going up on average 17% a year. Some people it's doubled and tripled, like my parents, who were good and never used their insurance and paid for it for 30-plus years, and then now it's been doubled and then tripled. I mean, this is insane. And he said, Democrats, I'm doing you a favor. I could let this sit there and not ram this through and then let it hurt people even worse and hurt our economy worse, and you'd be destroyed in the next election. But he said, I'm not doing that to destroy you. I'm going to try to save this country and save Americans' money. I'm going to do my job and not stoop to politics. And that's why they're so scared, folks. They've artificially jacked the economy and picked the winners and losers, and it all ends with Trump. Look at what humans build. Look at what we do. You turn us loose. We will innovate the planet. We will innovate the third world. We will empower everybody who wants to work and who has a good attitude. And the spirit of having ingenuity and Americanism, you can feel it, can't you? You can feel it, can't you? Trump can feel it. If you can feel that spirit, then you can feel what the enemy howls in anger at, because they want to be the only ones with a spark of creativity. They want to be the only ones deciding what to build. an ice cream shop or a wine shop. They don't want you to put a windmill up in your backyard or a solar panel unless they say, unless it's jacked into their system. They're control freaks because they're nobodies. And the return of real men and real women with the largesse and the gravitas to build cornucopias of human empowerment is here. It's knocking at the door. We open the door. Trump's coming in, and the vampires are having conniption fits. Conniption fits as the light just pours in. And here's the danger. With 8 days left, you see, as I told you, I'm not glad I'm right. Exponential acceleration. Exponential arrogance. Exponential lies. I'm going to bring David Knight in here, and then I'm going to finish up in a moment. But David, is it not incredible to you, you're about to host the rest of the show, is it not incredible to you that here we are yesterday going, look at this, they admit it's fake, they admit, you know, this Cohen guy they say was in Russia was never even there, they can't even get the names right in this fake dossier, it was clearly just created off internet information, and then fill-in-the-blank lies put in, we've known about it again. I mean, I saw this thing when I was early on supporting Trump, like 16 months ago, people were like, you better watch it, he's getting peed on by hookers, and when he was over there in 2013. And I was like, this is on 4chan. This thing's got spelling mistakes in it on purpose, okay? Because trolls always give you a chance to know you're being duped. I said, this is crap. I said, this is such crap. It's probably put out by a Trump supporter, hoping Democrats pick it up. Now, I don't know what really happened with it, but here's the bottom line, David. They're running with it even more arrogantly now on CNN and MSNBC, now saying it's real. At first, when it came out that it was totally fake, they had to admit, okay, we screwed up. They don't care now, David. What does that tell you that the New York Times, and I want to say one thing to Trump. Man, next time I talk to him, I'm going to tell him this. Sir, I know you want to make the New York Times be nice. I know you live in New York. I know it's important to you. I know you grew up with it being numero uno. InfoWars has more traffic than it does. Sir, you're not going to win them over just because you had a meeting with Slim. They're not going to stop. For every nice article they write 50. They called him yesterday the Manchurian candidate in a huge front page story. Let's pull it up. Just type in Manchurian candidate, click news. And they said he's a Soviet agent. Now, I told you, that's the criminal elements of the CIA. And when they said he's a Manchurian candidate, they're getting ready to green light rogue groups arresting him or killing him. Okay? Believe me, the stuff going on behind the scenes, folks, the things they've activated, the crap they're pulling is, by the way, a two-way street. And they know that. They are out of their minds. They're losing, but in their death rattle, they're trying to pull us down like a giant squid trying to pull down a sperm whale. David Knight, what do you make of this?
Well, you know, Alex, I thought it was kind of interesting. Piers Morgan, who was on The Apprentice, was one of the winners on The Apprentice. Not a friend of ours, but he knows Donald Trump personally. And I thought he put it perfectly. He said, the only hookers in this story are the cheap, lazy journalists who run with fake Trump sleaze so they can urinate on his presidency. I think that just basically lays the whole thing out.
Well, that's what I said yesterday. Yeah, I said they're literally peeing on the truth.
Yeah, they're literally prostitutes, or literally prostitutes. And, of course, it was just a couple of weeks ago that we saw that Snopes, the people who have been chosen by Facebook and others to be the arbiters of real truth, they have their own problems with prostitutes. They have S&M mistress that's doing their stories there, and of course all the dirt that is that came up with them. I mean, they're the real prostitute media. And so what happens is they project their perverted lifestyle, their vulgar, disgusting lifestyle on other people. They speak to people's confirmation bias that follow them, and that's really what's going on here. But that's just the surface. As you point out, what's beneath this all is the war of the elites. And, of course, there's a lot of people now who are speaking out about that across the political spectrum. We got Glenn Greenwald, no fan of Donald Trump, saying this is this deep state going to war with Donald Trump. We've got German MPs, a former Defense Department spokesman there, talking about how this is really about the military-industrial complex coming after him. So that's really the bottom line of all this.
Well, that's it. And, again, yes, now Glenn Greenwald says it's the deep state coming after him. Now WikiLeaks says it. Now the German members of government say it. Remember, folks, we told you months and months ago, this is the deep state, the shadow criminal globalists that have hijacked the nation. It isn't about credit. It's about listeners understanding. We told you the UN is going to come out and call for computers to be given rights, but of course the UN will represent the so-called machines that the globalists create. So their own creations with Trojan horses and backdoors. stores will now have rights where you get sent to prison if you say smash some robot that pulls you over and gives you a ticket. Now, that's where all this is going. We have their dehumanization program. If we simply wake up to it and say no and call it out, they will fail. The spirit of awakening to this will bring them down. I want to play a clip again. I played this probably five times yesterday, but it's so important, of Trump telling CNN, no, you're not real news. I'm not going to let you just butt in here and take over. Here it is.
Information that was false and fake and never happened got released to the public. As far as BuzzFeed, which is a failing pile of garbage, writing it, I think they're going to suffer the consequences. They already are. And as far as CNN going out of their way to build it up. And by the way, we just found out I was coming down. Michael Cohen is a very talented lawyer. He's a good lawyer in my firm. It was just reported that it wasn't this Michael Cohen they were talking about. So all night long, it's Michael Cohen. I said, I want to see your passport. He brings his passport to my office. I say, hey, wait a minute, he didn't leave the country. He wasn't out of the country. They had Michael Cohen of the Trump Organization was in Prague. It turned out to be a different Michael Cohen. It's a disgrace what took place. It's a disgrace. And I think they ought to apologize to start with Michael Cohen.
Sir, since you're attacking us, can you give us a question?
Go ahead.
Mr. President-elect.
Go ahead.
President-elect, since you are attacking our news organization, can you give us a chance?
Your organization.
You are attacking our news organization.
Your organization.
Can you give us a chance to ask a question, sir?
Go ahead.
Sir,
Mr.
President-elect,
go ahead.
Can you say categorically?
She's asking a question. Don't be rude.
President-elect, can you give us a question?
Don't be rude.
You're attacking us. Can you give us a question?
Don't be rude. No, I'm not going to give you a question. I'm not going to give you a question.
Can you state categorically?
You are fake news.
Sir.
All right. Now I'm going to get out of here in a moment and let David Knight take over. But understand, we've always wanted somebody to be a champion of America, somebody to fight globalism, somebody to turn the economy back on, somebody to defend the Second Amendment, defend religious rights in this country. I personally talked to Trump about this. He's deeply committed to getting the IRS off the backs of the 501c3s and the churches. You wanted it, folks. You've got it. This is God giving us an imperfect servant, just like King David. But I do liken him to King David, taking down Goliath, okay? He's taken down Goliath, but next phase, folks, we've got to get behind Trump. And I'm telling you, a whole era of prosperity can come in, and we can have Americana spread around the world in the face of globalism that's going to still operate and the whole technocracy. But Trump is just riding a wave of this awakening, but he's a very, very special person, a very, very special person who, believe me, is way smarter than he even looks on air. I mean, just the understanding he's got is an absolute godsend. He's a blessing. I mean, I'm telling you, Trump is absolutely heaven sent, and we need to pray for this man. We need to understand it. And the people in the media that are going along with the attacks on him just because it's seen as fashionable and cool. Look, this is a real war. This is dangerous. You have sided with really evil criminal forces that are very, very wicked. I know a lot of you know that and get off on it. But some of you at Media Matters and others I know are pretty upset about what you're seeing. I'll just go ahead and announce this. That's why there has been a mole inside Media Matters. And there's a lot of information that we have, and there's a lot of information that we have on other sources. And you know, going back a few months ago with the election, I have been basically asked, and others have, just to not take the gloves completely off, hoping that CNN and Media Matters and everybody else would just stop. They're not going to stop. They're scum. And everybody knows about scum. They don't know when to quit. They don't know when they're whipped. And so here's the deal. Everybody always wanted to fight. I always said, hey, I don't know how this is going to end, but if you want to fight, you better believe you got one. Well, I'm in every bit of that. So I love it. I'm sad for people, what they're going through, and I'm sad for, some people that, may not make it. But the whole point is that's just the way this is. This is a man's game, isn't it? It's a man's world. I've done a man's job. You know what? I'm ready to do more jobs. I'm ready to do whatever it takes. So you want to bang heads with me, New World Order? You got it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's go. Oh, guess what? We're already banging heads right now, aren't we? That's right. You're going to get your head banged so hard now. You're going to get your head banged so hard. So hard, you ain't ever going to get back up. So, discretion is a greater part of valor. Well, you don't have discretion. You don't get it, do you? And you're never going to get the best of better men. You just mark that down. You came from scum. You are scum, and you're going to get run over now. And I feel great. Now, I need the listeners, because I've obviously been out of town. I thought I'd take some time off with the family, but I ended up working this whole time, and it worked out to be good that I'm out of town during all this craziness. We have a huge special on our amazing best-selling nootropic Brain Force, now 20% more each bottle. I'm going to skip this network break so David has more time. I need David to keep plugging here, David, because we're not bringing in the capital right now. No, nobody's fault. I just haven't been on it. We also have 10% off on DNA Force, the flagship product that's been sold out for months, because this isn't a product even our listeners order. This is the product that real nutraceutical supplement heads buy, because they know it's at least half the price of other similar brands that you get from doctor's offices. It is a prescription, but stuff that has these type of quality products usually sold by doctors or at health clinics and things. Well, some people sell for five times, six times as much. We have it, the very best BioPQQ, the very best CoQ10, and a bunch of other cofactors and things to accelerate it, enzymes, uptake it and absorb it with BioTrue Selenium's back in, but 10% off on DNA Force. And this is just an epic battle. It's an epic war. And we need your financial support now more than ever, whether it's Hillary for President shirt, 2017, deport George Soros on the back, whether it's Trump is my president, still a few sizes and that left in red. Whatever the case is, we need your financial support now, because history's happening. And David, you are so eloquent. You're so amazing when I hear you on air. But you've got the same problem I have. You're too jovial. You're too confident. You're too focused sometimes. I want you to just sit back and realize where you're at right now, talking to, let's be conservative, there's probably 2 million people right now, conservatively, watching you and listening to you live. Very conservative number. I mean, it's like 5 million a day. But let's say 2 million people are tuning into you right now, and you're sitting there, talking about all this, dealing with this. I mean, we're not just saying there's a civil war. We're not just saying stuff's going on behind the scenes. But James Bond movie stuff, okay, folks? When I say that, I mean the stuff I've seen, the things I've witnessed, it'd be the biggest story in the country right now, okay? And I I'm not even supposed to say this. I am completely speechless at this point. I mean, the government is run by total criminals. Now here's the deal, at the top. But it's full of all these good people that things got so corrupt they finally had to speak out and say something. That's why we're actually winning right now. I'm not kissing their ass. It's true. It's because people in the intelligence agencies leaked the truth, stood up, and have basically told Obama to go to hell. And they told Obama go to hell about backing ISIS and Al-Qaeda. So all this incredible stuff's happening right now, David. It's such an incredible time to be alive. I'm so honored to know you, my friend. But I don't know if the listeners realize the level we're at right now and how insane things are. David?
Well, thank you, Alex, for giving me the opportunity to speak here to these people. What we see here going on, as you point out, is like a James Bond movie. You know, where you got the billionaire with his army in the hollowed out volcano. Quite frankly, the news that we've got here goes beyond what we saw with the Bond films. I mean, as you well know, this is really like the Terminator, what we're seeing happening here. I mean, there's been stories on the Drudge Report last couple of days, things that we've been talking about. I talked to Dr. Sharkey a couple of years ago about artificial intelligence.
Over, I'll start jumping in, but you're right. They're building a Terminator system, but just like the final Terminator movie admits, the last one, it's a human brain at the middle of it. It's a eugenics doctor building a robot takeover. They're telling us the plan. David, I'm going to hand over to you. I love you. I appreciate your work. Head them and head them hard, folks. This is huge. I'll be calling in later.
Thank you, Alex. And, of course, there's the Drudge Report. You see the eye from 2001 Space Odyssey, Hal there, you know. And as I look at this, we look at all these different things we talk about on a regular basis. The self-driving cars, you know, Hal there, when you say, open the pod door, Hal, or open the car door, Hal. And he says, sorry, Dave, I can't do that. Hal, I don't want to go where you're taking me, Hal. Sorry, Dave, I've got orders from somebody else. What they are building is a infrastructure that is going to treat you as a child. If we look at this story, robot kill switches and legal status, one of the first things they say about this is, my report on robotics adopted today included a debate on tax and social systems and the possible introduction of, listen, a general basic income. See, they want to make you passive. They want to make you fat and dependent. That's the whole point of the general basic income. And it really grieves me to go back and look at people who are advocating this, people like Charles Murray, who was at the heart of efforts to try to reform welfare. He wrote a book back in the 1980s called Losing Ground. And he pointed out that welfare had harmed the people that it was intended to help. He said it's made them more dependent on government. And now this same guy is advocating universal basic income. We saw it brought up for a referendum in Sweden this last year. The people there wisely rejected that. In Finland, they're starting an experiment that began the beginning of this year of giving people income for not working, because they know that they're going to turn the robots and all production over to they're going to turn it over to artificial intelligence, and they're going to take your jobs. Even the Obama administration is saying we're going to have anywhere from 20% to 50% unemployment across the spectrum. This is every industry. This is everything from blue collar to white collar jobs that they're talking about. We've never seen this kind of displacement any before. And so now you've got these people who are trying to keep the system together saying, well, what we're going to have to do is just turn everybody into welfare recipients. And, of course, that is just a system of soft kill. And, of course, we've also talked to Dr. Sharkey in past years, the people who are concerned about autonomous killing robots. We've seen this story earlier in the week about swarms of tiny, intelligent micro drones. And as my son Lance said, nothing good ever comes from a swarm. And it is quite frightening to look at this. These are autonomous killing machines that operate in a swarm. If we go back and look at this, a fighter jet releases a cloud of tiny flying machines into the skies over California. This is not science fiction, folks. This has been done earlier this week with Pentagon tests successfully. The U.S. Air Force unleashed a swarm of tiny killer robots in a test, as they point out, that could change warfare forever because they're autonomous. They say the drones can act autonomously using artificial intelligence. And they can be used, they say, in targeted assassinations. Of course, that's how they're going to be used. And when they go crazy and they wipe out entire towns, or they just keep killing, and they'll say, oh, I'm sorry, I'm not really responsible. It was a software error. See, I've programmed computers all of my life. And I do not trust them to be autonomous killing machines. I will never trust a computer to take over my transportation completely. And so this is the thing that's very disturbing about it. And they point out, this system, PERDIX, as they refer to these micro drones, are not pre-programmed, synchronized individuals. They are a collective organism, sharing one distributed brain for decision-making and adapting to each other like swarms in nature. 103 drones took part in the test where they demonstrated their collective decision-making. Now, does that scare you? It really should. Every thinking person should be afraid of this type of out-of-control use of the military-industrial complex. And when we look at this situation about giving legal protection to robots, saying we're going to give them certain specific rights and obligations, really? How about giving humans some rights and obligations? They've removed all of our rights, and now they're substituting these robots in here. Again, another person I've interviewed before, Hugo de Garis, a doctor who's worked all of his life on artificial intelligence. He wrote a book. He called it The Artelect War. We talked to him about that. In that, he talks about how society will be a few elites. He calls them the cosmos. He says, as people realize where this is headed, the vast majority of people rebel. Now, they will stay on Earth. They'll be called the Terrans. But then the cosmos, the people like Jeff Bezos, they will go to near orbit or to Lagrange libration points. And from there, they will use their superior technology to enforce gigadeath on the population until they come back to a subdued Earth. This is what he sees happening, and yet he is drawn to it to make it happen because he says, I'm a scientist. That's the problem. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution. As thin as 1/4 inch, without proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's